I've had many emotional and physical injuries to my body. I'm racked with pain. What is the point of God allowing all of these things to happen and render me useless to other people? What is the purpose? Well, let's take Johnny Erickson. Is she useless to other people? Actually, because of the way she has dealt with her things, the way her heart and life, because of it, you know, she's impacting people all over the world, literally. And, you know, I don't know the whys about God for you as an individual. I'm sorry, and it's got to be horrible. But at the same time, I do think that you can find in Scripture that God has a purpose for that. Now, I'm not going to say that makes sense. I'm not saying that's going to make you say, I want God then. But I please want people not to think that Christianity is actually saying that, hey, you become a Christian and pain is gone, suffering is gone, you can get healed anytime you want to get healed. He never promised that. Never. Never even suggested that. In fact, he said just the opposite. Don't be surprised, in 1 Peter, don't be surprised by the fiery ordeal that surrounds you. All of the pain and suffering and so forth. Don't be surprised. It is life. It's a fallen condition. It is the cost of sin. We're all sinners, even if we've been redeemed. I'll explain what that means in week 5. But here's the thing. If we are truly His people, then I think the things we went through actually are accurate. And I think there are many, many people that attest to that in their own personal experience. And I would love that for you. I would love for you to one day find that, you know, all this suffering, which isn't going to change just because you believe this or believe that, the suffering is going to be there. But what if that suffering could be used in you to make you, as James says, perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, changing your whole heart, and that's when you impact people's lives. In fact, you know, people don't look to successful people to impact their lives. They got it all together, no pain, no suffering. We're jealous of those people. But the people who can go through them and have joy and have a life that, like this Johnny Erickson and others, they make impact. That's where real impact actually happens, in my opinion.